From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, lots of juicy political news today. Bill Richardson, Roland Burris, Al Franken. We'll have the latest on all of them.
But first, Congress today starts trying to find out what Bernard Madoff did with $50 billion worth of other people's money. And why didn't the Securities and Exchange Commission figure that out? SEC Inspector General David Kotz will be asked about earlier investigations. Henny Sender is following the story for the Financial Times. Welcome to our program.
Many thanks.
Bernard L. Madoff Investment Securities, LLC, investigated by the SEC 8 times in 16 years, we understand. Was this whole thing so infinitely complicated nobody could see it, or was the SEC simply standing too close and couldn't see it?
The SEC is one of the most puzzling pieces of this whole thing. If you read letters from the whistleblower, you are just amazed at the case he lays out.
Harry Markopoulos is the whistleblower there, and he wrote, we understand, a 21-page report, among other communications to the SEC, saying this has got to be, the numbers don't add up, it's got to be a Ponzi scheme.
Absolutely, and it is very disheartening that the SEC did not take it more seriously. And there was a wonderful op-ed piece in the New York Times yesterday in which the authors say he should be running the SEC. Not a bad idea.
Now, this goes back, I have read over the weekend, to the 1970s. Is that possible, this scheme by Mr. Madoff?
Well, no one knows when it went off track. But what is clear is that what was required to keep it going was always more money coming in than going out. And one reason that investors were not alarmed was every time they asked for money back, they got it really, really swiftly.
And as far as the investors were concerned, they weren't getting a big return, but they were getting good returns in bad markets.
Well, it was the consistency, oddly enough, that should have been one of the biggest red flags, because it is impossible to have that kind of good, consistent return in all markets. They thought it was so stable, and a lot of people for whom stability is important thought, cannot be wrong, because if it was a Ponzi scheme, he'd go for broke.
Well, tell us about the SEC and their investigations. Has the agency just been undervalued and perhaps understaffed and not with enough talent over the last few years? What's been going on there?
I think that you had, from the very top of the Bush administration, a world that says, we don't believe in regulation, the markets know best. And when you have that kind of philosophy, why would the best people wish to work at the SEC? It was increasingly marginalized in the Bush administration. I think now there's a huge consensus that says the market doesn't always know best. You need to have regulation, and hopefully that new mantra will mean that you'll attract higher quality people to regulatory agencies.
Within the transition White House, there's a sigh of relief that this has all happened before the inauguration, but a bit of suspect news for President-elect Obama is that the person he wants to be the next SEC chairman, Mary Shapiro, has indeed been looking into this. Explain this for us.
Well, Mary Shapiro, you know, from my point of view, was rather a conventional choice. I think that you really need to go very far in the direction of people who believe strongly in regulation and investor protection. But at the same time, it is very depressing to me to come across people who are constantly saying, oh, they're going to suppress innovation. That does not seem to me to be today's problem.
Henny Sender from the Financial Times talking with us from New York. Thank you.
Thank you.